And so you're the...
So I transferred to AEC, and I was the, I was an affirmative action officer.
Okay.
But it was not internal affirmative action. It had to do with the client, compliance and the oversight of the contractors at the test site.
Anytime.
So of RICO and EG&G and Holmes and Narver, all of the government contractors. Under the Civil Rights Act of 64, that responsibility for federal contractors was assigned to the agency that had those contracts with those federal contractors,
okay.
So in this case, AEC. So that was my primary responsibility for when I came in from 74.
So you're reviewing the contractors who worked out
their
the test
affirmative
site to
action,
make sure
their affirmative action plans, checking on their recruiting, and then also at that time for about 4 years was conducting investigations of complaints filed by contractor employees. Instead of an internal complaint procedure, the complaint went directly to the Atomic Energy Commission,
okay.
And it was my responsibility to do those investigations for. So for 74 to probably 77 into 78, most of my work was at the test site, or here in town, or at the other facilities of the contractors. For instance, EG&G at that time had facilities in Santa Barbara, in Albuquerque, in Los Alamos, and then up in the San Francisco and the Bay Area. Holmes and Narver had most of their workforce was out in the Pacific on Johnson Island.
Okay.
So I had to do compliance reviews. So I traveled to all of those facilities.
You go out the islands too?
Went out to Johnson Island, yeah.
Wow.
A good number of times.
And so did you say the majority of your time was spent out at the test site?
Yeah, for
would
the
you
first
say?
Couple of years it was at the test site. Mostly, conducting investigations of individual complaints from employees.
So you'd gather information, you'd talk to the person making the complaint, you'd talk to the, okay.
To the employee and then to the supervisors and to whoever, who may have been involved in whatever, and then write up a report and make a recommendation for the contractor to, to correct the situation if that's what it required, or if there was no fault with anybody, to, reject the complaint and say, you don't have a complaint.
Do you remember the first time you went out to the test site?
Well, the first time was just an initial look around. I went out with some AEC people, but I remember the first couple of complaints that I had, and because one of them was from a young African-American woman who she was a secretary out there. And she continuously had complaints. I'd get finished with one, and shortly thereafter there would be another one. And even, for the three or four years I had that responsibility, because in 78 it subsequently changed. But she continued to make progress in terms of getting up, in terms of her own internal progress. I never could figure out, what was going on. In a couple of cases I found that some of the contractor, her managers, were mistreating her. Maybe not outright discrimination, but at the time the test was the effect, the adverse impact kind of thing, and clearly there was some. And so but she turned out to be a good employee, and years after I kind of got out of that line of work, and I saw her, and she said, "Mr. Rigoni, I want to thank you for all of that, my help." And I can tell her I didn't help, I didn't do anything, but she had moved out and she had been promoted. She got out of the secretarial line of work, and she was in procurement, and
oh, wow.
Was going to be, and eventually became a buyer for one of the contractors out there.